welcome into episode 159 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise and today I've got What's Crack, Swap Section, Legends of the Fall, a Me 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 section and a Shopee section. I have sponsors for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/caithnesscraft. All links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram and I'll let you know what the crack is in Caithness this week. Listeners, I find this really hard to write, and my heart is mahogany, black and blue. I have some very heartbreaking, particularly for me, news, but I know that you'll feel in my pain. My fellow podcaster, Quattro, has been put to sleep due to a tumour on his liver, which was the cause of his non-eating, as I mentioned the last episode. Whilst his brain was still active, his poor wee body was all used up, and the vet advised us he didn't have long. So one wet and windy Friday, the vet came out to us and ended his suffering. They say an animal knows when it's time, and Quattro had made the most of his last week. He got a trip out to go rabbiting. He was hand-fed, firstly chicken, then hot dogs, then Lidl's finest 97% chipolata sausages from his granny. And he went walking with his granddad's dogs. And then he ended up just picking bits of rabbit and sirloin steak. He was just so thin by the end. It was a blessing because he just had no energy left. It's very peaceful and he was a great dog. We had him from his 7th week and whilst he was a complete rage when he was a puppy, yep, destroying plasterboard, kitchen tables, even my own spectacles and also going up to an Alsatian at the beach at Arran and punching him on the nose when he was a puppy. Thankfully, the Alsatian forgave him, and he grew into being a very wise and wonderful dog. He was with me through hard times in my life, and he was always a quiet presence on my foot when I needed a hug. Although he had to give you the hug. He wasn't so much into you giving him a hug. He was there when the bairns came home from the hospital, and whilst he knew what babies were, he wondered, why did we have one, and when was it going? But, again with the being there, and then he had, of course, the naughty state to patrol too. Many a minute was spent there consoling a small errant child doing their time. And he was rewarded by small children and helpfully finishing their dropped food or even be there to be sick all over, as happened occasionally. You can always tell a good secret to a dog, and my bairns told plenty of secret to Quattro. No stick was ever too big, and he was even known to try to carry off bits of root, which were still attached to the tree. He'd been up a fair few Munros, and he'd walked more miles than I ever will. In his day, he used to be able to run at full pelt at 29 miles an hour, maintain a 12 mile an hour for quite a distance. I can't tell you the amount of rodents, rabbits he sent ahead of him or squeaky toys either. He used to chase bubbles. He could keep a balloon in the air by jumping up with its nose and chase bits of plastic across most of the Isle of Mull and retrieve it. If I was baking, I would give him the flowered white hand of Soramon and he would be Quattro of the Quattro Kai. He had his own element as Quattrolium. But we have more and many, many, many stories of Quattro. He was a legend to us. To you, he was a heavy breathing presence who occasionally pattered about and drank some water. But I was told it was cathartic when I suggested that I expelled him from the kitchen. And then I left him in. And when I was listening back, I used to think that there was two of them because I could see one of them and hear him breathing twice. We used to joke that there was four of them. Now there's none of them and I am a haunted. I keep thinking that he's in the other room. In my poor, battered, mahogany, black and blue heart, he always will be. Just beyond the door, through there, snoring away, dreaming of running 29 miles an hour after rabbits. Sleep well, my wee pal. I miss you. This episode is, of course, dedicated to you, Quattro. Not that you'd care. So friends that were fearful of their black dog being present and occasionally lent you my wee black dog, I'm shifting the responsibility onto the orange dog, the one that's making all the noise. I've picked him up for a cuddle. He can currently run full pelt at 29 miles an hour and maintain a respectable 13 miles an hour for a good 14 miles. He's still in full rage mode, so don't let him near your tennis balls because he'll shred the yellow fluff off them. He will make you laugh on a daily basis, and he has the most gorgeously annoying little face that you ever did see on a dog. This is his time now, so we're coming to the age of the booker. I know that was quite self-indulgent of me, Listers, but he was part of the podcast, a very, very important part to me, and I just thought that you should know.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, section. A sandy hello to new to me, being with me for a while now, and being with me forever, listeners. I very much appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that you're enjoying yourself. A sandy hello to new to group members, Gemma Bell, who's from Glasgow, Bloom Mini from Northumberland. Hello, Northumberland. G. Mylar from Largo in Florida, and Queen of the May from St. Louis. Random hellos to all of you who are kind enough to send me messages on Instagram or Twitter, or even just hearted the message that I put out. I did take comfort in them, so thank you for giving of yourself.
What's the crack, Citrin?
What's the crack? I'm relieved to say that I survived both the Craggy Island Triathlon and the Inverness Half. I didn't break any records on either, but I finished, and I have a new t-shirt and a medal for my efforts. I would only recommend Craggy Island if you were decent on a mountain bike or you didn't mind walking up a lot of hills with your mountain bike. I don't even think drunk me will sign up for it again. We did find Doogie Vipont again at the Craggy Island and we chatted to him. He's a very affable fella, and it turns out that it was his second ever triathlon, the Braveheart being his first. Well done, Doogie. Neither are my recommendations to start out on a triathlon career, as most events after will probably be quite a disappointment. I am delighted to see that Katja Frankel has her autumn collection out now. She's a knit along which is running until the end of November, so you can join in still. I actually did mean to mention this last episode, but you still have plenty of time. Katja has designed a shawl, a pair of socks, a pair of fingerless gloves and hat set. They're in colour work, and the main colour being grey, which is the name of the collection, Grey Matters. I thought that was a really good play on words there. Grey does matter because it pops the colour out against the neutrality of the grey, and it gets your grey brain matter working as it has to count and work out colour work. See what you did there, Katja? Well impressed. The double dutch shawl is crescent shaped and has a part that's only charted, so I think you should be looking at a bit more experienced colourwork knitter here. I'm getting a very blue Delft Dutch vibe with that shawl. The tweak and fingerless gloves are really, really lovely. It's a darker grey for most of the glove, and then the tangerine sun colour for the colour splash, which sort of mirrors the hat, which is more tangerine than grey. I like the use then that you'd have of two balls of yarn here, and you get a lot of use out of both the grey and the tangerine splash. I'm in that kind of colour mood this fortnight. Grey, but with tangerine running around the edges. Then there's the smoke and mirror socks, which are toed down with a traditional heel and round toes. The colours here remind me of a Tunnock's tea cake wrapper, because it's silver, grey and red. Yum, I like Tunnock's tea cakes. Actually, I went into the cupboard yesterday and I found an empty box. I thought, I didn't know I'd bought some more. But I think that there's a single Tunnock's tea cake rattling around in my food cupboard somewhere. When I get hungry enough, I'll go in and find it. Katja has one with the body of the sock being red and the other being grey, but you don't need to do that if you don't want to. You get a good amount of patterns here for your £6 for the collection, or £3 for the socks, £3.50 for the shawl, or £4 for the hat and the mitts, so you could buy them individually or all together. I thought that was a really good price. And I know Katja writes good patterns and are a really good value for money. So go have a looky and support your designer.
The Swap Section.
Swap. Legends of the Fall. Now, so somebody's had their swap already. I have until Monday to post mine out. I still have to buy the edible part of it, but I'm finished for the other parts. As an item one has to be made by you, reflecting the legend and useful to the person receiving it. Item two has to be something of use to the person receiving it and reflecting the legend. Item three has to be edible and reflecting the legend. I'm a wee bit stuck on that, but I'm sure I'll find something. Please include a note explaining things. And this has to be posted by Halloween. And hopefully everybody gets a lovely post very soon. The next swap will be the Christmas decoration swap, which I will open shortly, I suppose, because we'll need to get our swaps, our names down, and things made, because you know we don't have enough to do in November anyway.
The beaker section.
Section. Now, knitting. I was in the car knitting Daisy socks using the West Yorkshire Spinners sock weight yarn in the Christmas colours from last year, and I'm using Susan B. Anderson's Smooth Operator sock pattern. I have finished one, but I'm not actually very keen on the toe because it's too pointy for Daisy, and because I got her to try it on. I think I'll take the toe out and maybe make the foot a bit longer too, and then go for a rounder toe. The pattern is a really, really good reference because it's everything I need to ever reference for socks, which is Kitchener, Afterthought Heel. So it's quite handy. I keep it on my library and my phone. And because I've been doing the knitting in the car when I was going down to Craggy Island and to Aviemore, it was quite just, it's there. I've pretty much got my phone with me most of the time. I didn't actually have much concentration to do much knitting. I've written much twice there. Much squared. I haven't had an awful lot of concentration to do much knitting. There we go, grammar kings and queens. The past fortnight. But what I did manage was a couple of comfort mitts or twiddle muffs for dementia patients at one of our local care homes. You basically knit for 24 inches in chunky yarn. You do half of it plain and softer yarn, and the other half can be anything tactile, and it is brilliant for using up all those old bits of chunky eyelash bobble yarn. And I kept it flat, and with a sewing machine adhered onto some pom-poms and upholstery trimmings because I'd just used some plain yarn for this part. And then mattress stitched up the length of it, inside out, turned it the right way around, and then you're left with a long tube. You then take one end and you stuff it into the inside of the fancy part, and you get your two ends of the tube back together, and you whip stitch the top edges together, and ta-da, finished. I put in some ridges of garter stitch on my one, as the stocking stitch was boring. And to be perfectly honest, I had been using too small a needle for the chunky yarn, and it was quite tight knitting. But I was doing it in the car, so I had grabbed a bag of things and thought, that'll do. Oh well, I'll just have to put up with it. But it was quite comforting just to be able to sit and do some knitting. And I think this would be a really good thing to do, learn a new cable pattern or a sampler of a stitch. As long as maybe it's not too lacy, if you didn't have any of that eyelash yarn because you've used it all up. And what my mum did, which was thought was really nice, was... She had pom-poms on one side, and the inside she used her eyelash yarn, and it was really nice because the patient could then put their hand in and it'd be all really nice and soft on the inside. And then she made a smiley face out of buttons on the outside. We all laughed when we saw that. It was just really nice. So I've handed two of them in. I've got another one on the go, and I'm quite delighted because my stash of I'm never going to use that is depleting. I like that. Means I can make space for some more. And I did a wee presentation at Caithness Quilters the other night, and I had some upholstery twiddly bits. There was a lady who, I think I mentioned this before, but I will again, who has a curtain making business, and she's retiring, so she had all the sampler books that for making curtains, which included braids and dangly bits. Dangly pom-poms. What are the dangly things called? Lots of dangly things. Mostly braids. But you can use your sewing machine on them, and you can put them on a flat piece of knitting or crochet or even material, because somebody of the quilters doesn't knit but actually would quite like to do a comfort mitt. And there's no law that says that you have to have it in knitting, it's just that was what the pattern was for. I totally recommend, because it doesn't take very long, and you can feel like you're giving somebody a nice wee comforting hug. And also, it's not just the patient, the staff see that somebody's thought enough of them to hand these in, and also the families who come and visit the patient, they think, oh, somebody's actually made something for my family member, I appreciate that. And it's these little tiny ways of giving of yourself that does help somebody else who is in a worse situation than you. Shouted from the rooftops, do a loop around the island of Berk. I have finally finished Toothless the Dragon. I know I don't have to mention him anymore. All year, listeners, all year. And this is by Nicole's Nerdy Knots, and it is a crocheted anagurumi in black, pitch black yarn, because Toothless the Dragon is a night fury. And it took me 2 days to sew this dragon up with all these bits and find felt for his eyes, sew them on nicely, stuff him properly. 2 days. And he has been suitably played with, so I will forgive him for his dragon sewing ways. Which I don't actually know what dragon sewing ways are, but that's what I've got written down and I'm going to stick to it, listeners. Next, I'm going to crochet a stormtrooper from the Crochet Star Wars book by Lucy Collins, which was a kit that I got for Christmas. Because Yoda, he seems a little lonely with his back to front feet. Newer listeners, I crocheted Yoda for Sandy for when I got this book at Christmas time. Hardly took any time, but I managed to crochet Yoda's feet to his bum. So instead of them being on the front of his self, he's on the back of himself. So I did try Yoda, I just didn't do. I have been looking also at the Crochet Marvel Universe by Kati Gallows, and I found that there is to be an even more Star Wars book in March by Lucy Collins, which you can pre-order on Amazon. It has more characters such as General Akbar. Come on, everybody. It's a trap! Lando Calrissian. I can't remember his catchphrase, but I know he's a bit sleazy to Princess Leia. Rey and Kylo Ren from the new one. And help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you are our only hope. Birthday for me present. The Crochet Marvel Universe by Kati Gallows. Also, it now has the characters of Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, the Black Widow, Hawkeye, Falcon, She-Hulk, Daredevil, Groot and Rocket. And there's enough materials to make Spider-Man and Captain America in the kit. Who's She-Hulk? I need Sandy. He had taken Ant-Man comic from the library and I was berating the lack of decently dressed female superheroes. And I was trying to tell him that girls don't need to be scantily clad with huge bosoms to be a superhero. Well, I'm not sure how much of it went over his head, but I told him all the same. And of course, Warrior Princess Daisy. Although she wears a short skirt, she'd save the world just because I told her not to. I did see that there was another kind of kit book, and it was for The Wizard of Oz, but it doesn't have very good reviews on Amazon. It's a slightly older book, so I'm assuming that all the errata has been worked out. That's a thing. When you're buying a book and it doesn't seem to be working out, listen to the thing in that little voice in the back of your head. Well, is this not going? I've counted it 3,000-4,000 times. It is right. Make sure that you check for errata. I don't always, but it is worth going because sometimes you are not wrong. Sometimes you are. Sometimes you're not. On to the sewing front. Now, I've made stuff for my swap partner. Hopefully she's not listening to this. If you are, Craft Womble, don't listen to this bit until Monday. Now, I had Billy Bragg, so I made it out of denim because he's a jeans kind of guy. And I looked high and low for my sewing machine needles for jeans, because you have a specific thickness that does jeans quite well. But my normal size that I had in the machine at the time just worked out fine in the end. And then when I was at sewing day, it was in my sewing machine bag. Not the Notions bag that I've got, because I've got 3 of them. And I did check everyone and all the usual places. And nope, I had put it into the sewing machine bag. I have no idea why. And I also tried out one of those zip bags that I was on about last episode. And I'm glad I did a prototype because I've managed to put the zip in back to front. And I don't think it runs very well, so I'll be keeping that. And also my mum pointed out that if I was to do them in tartan, I would have to try and match the tartan across the zip so that it was straight, because I don't think it would look right. So I think I'll have to find something else in tartan zippy things for one that has a zip at the top, and it doesn't matter if things don't match up. Or I'll just not show it to Mum because she is the matching up police. I mean, granted, she is right, but, and also when you're selling it, you have to be as nice and good and proper as possible, which is good for me because it means I learn, listeners. And I am making a handbag for someone, but it's going a little bit slowly. I was at Swindy yesterday, as I said, and that's what I was working on. I've done the handle, I've done the body and the lining of the bag. I even remembered to put the pockets in. I have to put in the closure, a magnetic clasp. I think I stopped. No, I didn't. I actually managed to put it into the body of the bag. I have it on the flap part. And I just need to now... Oh, I've only got to sew one more great big line, but it's the awkward one. Because you have to turn it, you pin everything, make sure that it's all sitting right. And then you turn it inside out on itself, weirdly. And then you sew it, turn it back in on itself, and then you sort of do the last seam to sew it shut. And it's always that part that I kind of remember how it works. So I've got to do a little bit of trimming yet and get on with that. It's a slouchy bag. And it's in a slightly smaller version because she wanted a smaller version. And I'm hoping that it'll be okay. I've been taking ages to do it. I don't quite know why. In the library corner, I read Tony Robinson's autobiography, which is No Cunning Plan. And it's quite a good read, actually. I heard him on the History Extra podcast, and very interesting. And then he was on Radio 6 being interviewed. And now then I could hear his voice when I was reading the book. So he's met an awful lot of interesting, to me, people, such as Terry Pratchett and Mark Billingham, amongst all the Blackadder crew, and John Wayne. He was in a film with John Wayne. So there's things I didn't know. And I think I'd recommend it if you were anyway interested in the Blackadder programme, mainly, and history. Reading, I started Dune by Frank Herbert, which is the original space drama from 1965, I'm told. I've never read it before, and I'm struggling getting into it. I've been flicking quite a bit. I think it's quite slow to get started. It leads up to a bit, and you think, oh, just get on with it. And I'm assuming that it's setting the scene and setting the politics in place, but it's quite slow. So I think it might be one of those that you read it, you see the film, and then you would read it again and it would make a bit more sense. So I'm sticking with it, but I'm quite slow to do that. My book dealing friend, Mo, she has loads of books. She handed me I Am Pilgrim by Terry Hayes, and it's the only thrill you need to read this year, by the Guardian tells me. So she says it took her a bit to get into it, and then she couldn't put it down. So because I'm reading Dune at the same time, I've put it down a few times. And also I've seen there was a bit in it and I thought, oh, you've picked that up from George Orwell's 1984. That's literally picked straight out of there. So, the books that are the most original. I mean, I know we've only got 26 letters in this alphabet and 7 colours and 2 stitches of knit and purl. But, and isn't it amazing how originality comes around and you take your influences from somewhere but you don't directly copy? So, when you can do something like 1984 or Dune, and these are apparently the original, or say like The Count of Monte Cristo's where he escapes from the prison, and then everybody sort of, that's a really good idea, I'll use that. Or they're influenced so much by it, they almost plagiarise it. And then you go back and you think, when you if you've not read the original, and then you go and read the original, and say, well, I've read that before. And I think it takes the sort of the shine off the original one. So to be there when somebody has written it first place and to read it first, I think must be pretty cool. Like to do the owls first before everybody start jumping on the owls jump. This must be a tune to craft, and when knitting became trendy again, and see the Isolde's Ishbal. To me, that was the sort of first main known named shawl. And then everybody kind of did that kind of design, and there is only two stitches. So if you were to start knitting now, and you would maybe start with a shawl, it was probably a bit simpler, actually. So for instance, the Shaylin, I'm saying that because I was wearing it yesterday, it was a triangular shawl. It's quite simple to do because it doesn't have as much lace. It's not the same as the Ishbal by any means, but then you went back to the Ishbal and you were like, oh well, yeah, we've done this now. This is a bit more complicated. So yeah, there's a lot to be said about jumping onto a bandwagon as soon as you can. Because I'm a bit contrary. If somebody says, oh, read that, it's fantastic, blah, 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 blah. A lot of the time I'm like, nah, I'm one of them kind of people. And then if I come to it my own time, or I come to it myself, and then I'm one of them annoying people saying, oh, you have to read this, it's brilliant. So I can now work it out. I'm only 42, that's not too bad. Of why we should jump on the originality in the first place. It's because this book told me. June. Ah, that's the influence of it.
Shoppy section.
Shoppy section. The shop has a couple more Bruce Tartan bags in. There's a Red MacGregor and a handbag. And I actually wrote down all the tartans that I have. I thought I'd already done this, but I hadn't. Quite embarrassing. So if I read them out, and then if any of you say, oh yeah, can I do that one, then I can say yes. So I've got Black Watch, Ancient Fraser, Drummond, Farquharson, Wallace, MacLeod, Red MacGregor, Cameron, Red MacPherson, Ancient MacDonald, Campbell of Argyll, Sutherland, Buchanan, Grant, McIntosh, Hunter, MacLean and Macmillan. So I think I'll write that on the shop, and then if you want one, you can specifically ask for it and I can whip it up. If you feel that you would like to contribute to my continued running of the podcast but get stuff back as well, then please do go visit www.etsy.com/shop/kathnesscraft.
Blah, 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 blah,
this past fortnight, as you can appreciate, that I do appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me splaff on. My email is kaithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. I'm on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as kaithnesscraft. So, do you know, I'm out of love with Twitter just now. And you can access the Flickr photos as LouiseG2010. And the Podbean site is www.kaithnesscraftcollective.podbean.com. Keep on crafting, you lot. Now, Quattro, he's going to get the last word in here. Good night, my wee pal. We'll be right back.
Those were the days when we had it all, and these are the times I got so much more. The day trip over the century, so becomes blood red, so bless the rising. You walk yourself into the wilderness.
Always remember.